5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Remember the way you used to get punished when you were in school, like elementary school, middle school, high school? It's so different than the way they punish now.
When I was in elementary school, I swear they invented in-school suspension for me. I mean, it was only a K through like 5 or K through 6 school. Mm-hmm. So they didn't really have to deal with that. But they also didn't know what like ADHD was at that point. Right. Mm-hmm. So they were just like, this kid won't shut up. And they would just have me camp out by the office half the day.
Well, it's funny because, my friend's daughter got in trouble, and she mm-hmm. called me giggling, and she was like, guess what happened? And she said her daughter's name. We'll call her Caitlin. Okay. Caitlin got in trouble, and I was like, at school? She's such a good girl. And I was like, for what? She's like, I guess she was drawing little hearts on the corner of the desk. And first of all, I forgot about writing on the desk.
Yeah.
Remember, he's like, write on the desk.
All the time.
All the time,
sure.
Right. So I guess the teacher saw her doodling on the desk, so she couldn't go out to recess, and she had to wash all the desks in the class.
That's old school.
That is old school.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even know that they still did that.
Yeah, it's like
so
community
funny.
Service when you get in trouble and you got to wash all the cop cars, right? Like, it's public. People know that you're doing it. They come back, they're like, wow, my desk is so clean. Oh, well, you can thank Caitlin for that,
right?
Because she did the entire classes.
Had to get the sponge, go, like, get the soap and, like, do it. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, my gosh, she must have been so embarrassed.
Sure.
I was thinking about, like, how did I get punished when I was in elementary? I always got in trouble for the same thing.
Okay.
And that was that I was talking too much.
Yeah.
Remember?
Same.
Always.
Same.
Always talking too much. And you want to know what I want to say to Miss Polarotti right now?
It all worked out fine.
Look.
Right. Mama got a career.
Right.
Right. I got a job. You know?
But I remember that she, like, one of the teachers, she could, like, it was, had to be fourth grade. I would not shut my mouth. And she would drag the desk out of the door,
yeah,
and she would put it right in the hallway, and I would have to sit there outside. And I remember just waiting for somebody that had to go to the bathroom,
right, just to interact with, so you could talk to somebody again too, right?
Right, in the hallway.
Such an awkward situation.
Yeah,
I had that done to me a couple times too. That's a good one.
Yeah,
it triggers memories.
I don't know. How did you get punished when you were in school, Jeremy?
Yeah, so I went to Catholic school. I'm a little bit older, so I don't think this is allowed anymore, but back in the day, the nuns used to hit me in the knuckles with a ruler.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think it's supposed to be like in the bylaws, but I got to tell you, if my kid's going to Catholic school, that's part of what I'm paying for.
They don't do that anymore.
Oh, come on. Really? Not at all? Because
no.
I feel like a good amount of discipline is good. You know,
there's not even a lot, like, and I know it's probably depends on where you are, but I found that even in Hayden was in Catholic school up until this year. This year she's in public school, but there weren't even a lot of nuns that taught anymore.
That's because nuns will still smack you up if you get you get a little too rowdy, because a nun ain't gonna mess around.
Sister Petrina. I remember Sister Petrina. Like, I don't know if she's still alive, because she'd probably be 175 at this point. But you were terrified.
See?
Of Sister Petrina.
Yeah.
She would come at you, and you would just sit there in silence, stone-faced.
You know what? How many lessons did you learn because of your fear? I'm guessing a good amount.
I don't even remember what she taught, if she taught us anything. I just remember sitting there and being like, don't say a word, don't make eye contact, look straight ahead.
A valuable lesson to be learned.
1-800-330-9999. What was the way that you were punished in school when you were growing up? wild when you think about it. The way you were punished as a kid when in school growing up. I was giggling because one of my friends told me yesterday that her daughter, who has, I don't think, ever been in trouble ever at school, got caught doodling on the desk and during recess had to stay inside and wash all the desks. And I couldn't even believe they still did that.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, and I think it's probably effective too. We used to have a teacher, he was Jamaican, I can't remember his name. Mr. Duncan? Was it Mr. Duncan? Mr. Duncan, if you were talking in his class, he would make you stand on top of the desk.
Yeah.
The whole class.
How dangerous.
I mean, right? Yeah. I mean, you couldn't get away with that nowadays. Forget it.
1-800-330-9999. Diane, what was the way you got punished in school when you were young?
Oh, I remember French class, high school, and the nun would separate the class into two different halves, the smart half and the dumb half.
Wow.
And I was put on the dumb half.
Wow. How many people were on the dumb half?
I don't remember. I just remember I had the first seat on the dumb side.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you were like the number one draft pick. Okay.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Was everybody on the dumb side the cool kids, you know, air quotes?
No, not at all. My best friend was on the smart side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And yeah. The dumb side was just a it was just a bunch of, you know, it was a mix. It was a mixed class. She was just Sister Edna. I will never forget it.
I mean, Edna would be canceled nowadays. Like, there's no way you can call kids, half the kids in the class
smart
dumb.
Class. But you always knew what class you were in.
Oh,
you
yeah.
knew you were in the smart kids
yeah,
and
no,
the dumb
you knew
kids.
Which side you were going to be on.
Right. At least you knew where you stood back then.
Right. Hey, Carol, what do you remember from getting in trouble in school? What happened?
I had to kneel in front of the classroom under the chalkboard with my hands behind my back. And I had to have my nose against the wall.
Unbelievable.
We're talking.
Is this public school or private school?
It was Catholic school, and there was, like, all those rows of desks and all the kids, like, eyes, like, nailing me in the back as I sat there for, like, an hour on my knees.
Well, you know what that is that it's the judgment of your sin drilling into your back. That's what that is.
I just wonder, do you think the teachers would have conferences and brainstorm these ideas on what to do?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, they learned terrible, terrible things somewhere, right?
Maggie, how were you disciplined as a kid in school?
Oh, my gosh. I have a few, but the one that really got me was there was a kid behind me, and I was in, like, second grade, and he was talking to me, and apparently I got caught turning around to tell him to shush. So the entire day, I had to walk around with masking tape on my mouth.
I mean, can you absolutely, I can't even fathom.
Yeah.
I cannot even fathom if I'm a stranger and I walk into the school. Let's say I'm dropping my child off tardy or whatever. And
right?
I encounter a girl with her mouth taped shut.
Right.
Like, I'm calling the police. Like,
you're very 2023. You got to think 1987. You know?
I'm going to get the police. We need them here immediately.
Maria, what was your punishment when you were in school when you did something wrong?
Well, this is going to date me, actually, but I had to clap the erasers together after school as a punishment.
Welcome to the 80s.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 80s. 70s, too, I would imagine. Were they still using asbestos in 70s? No, I'm just kidding.
Clapping those things together with a puff of smoke in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine now there'd be lawsuits. 1-800-330-9999. What was the way that you were actually punished in school when you were growing up? What was the way you got punished in school when you were growing up? My friend's daughter, who's never been in trouble, she had to clean all the desks and miss recess because she got caught doodling on the desks.
I mean, it's proportionate. It makes sense. It feels a little old school, but I bet you it's effective.
Remember when you used to have to write things over and over and over and over?
And sometimes you had to do it on the chalkboard, not on paper. Oh, it was brutal.
I wonder when kids watch The Simpsons and they see Bart do it in the opening credits, do they even know what that means?
Do they understand
do
that?
Do they understand?
Right.
Yeah, Melissa, how did you get punished?
Oh, my God. I got caught chewing gum and they made me put it on my nose.
Oh, yeah.
That was a classic.
Yeah, yeah. The nose on the gum. Was it the entire class, the entire day? How long did the gum have to stay there?
It was supposed to stay all day, but as soon as I got out of view, I put it back in my mouth.
Yeah, you were just, you know, holding it there. It's a flavor saver.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, how was the way that you were disciplined in school?
Well, we were in East Harlem with the Catholic school. And if the nuns caught you shooting spitballs back in the day, they would take a garbage pail, give you those little blue booklet, the writing booklets that you used to contest, and you had to make spitballs the whole day.
The whole day.
Now, that wasn't the bad part. Back then, we didn't use ballpoint pens. We used the old ink pens. So when you got home and you had a blue tongue, Mom and Dad knew you did something wrong.
Ah, I see that. All right. It's like a scarlet letter that you took home.
Yeah.
Right. An indigo letter, if you will.
Yeah. Olivia, how did you get punished at school?
We used to get Saturday detention. Like, we had to go in on a Saturday and sit there.
I remember the first time I heard about Saturday detention, it was Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
It was the movie.
Yep.
And I didn't think that there was any way possible or anywhere that they did it because, you know, when the movie came out, I was in middle school. I had never even heard of it. And then I got to high school and I got a Saturday detention.
I don't think I ever went to a school that had Saturday detention. Mm-hmm. That seems, there has to be like a moderator for it, right? Is it also the principal?
Oh, yeah, there was a person there.
Yeah.
A teacher, and, you know, it was usually like a sub, obviously somebody who got basically the short straw, and they were never pleased to be there. And there was no Ally Sheedy or Molly Ringwald.
Huh.
Nobody.
How long did you have to sit in Saturday detention?
Like 4 hours.
Oh.
Like a half a day.
Ours was like 6 hours.
Wow.
Ours was like six hours.
Just sit there with your head down? That's it?
No, they would give you work, all sorts of different stuff.
Oh,
it depended on who the teacher was that got stuck with it.
Terrible.
Yeah. No cell phones.
How do they enforce you to go? Like, how do they
if
you
didn't go, you got another one. And then you'd be, like, out suspended.
I wonder if schools still do that.
Hey, Nancy, how do you remember getting punished back in school?
Oh, my God. I don't know if you guys can put this or not, but my sister was put in a closet by a nun because she wanted to go to our brother's play. He's in kindergarten, and only the lower grades could go, so the sister put her in the closet until the play was over.
What
if she escaped
right.
and they couldn't find her?
How long is this play? It has a couple of acts? Oh, my God. Like, she's in there half the day.
Wait. And there's another one. And that this was, so when you asked to get a drink of water, if you were talking too much in class, like in May or June, they would deprive you from going to the water fountain, and you had to forego your
water. Is definitely not okay.
I remember asking to go to the bathroom and being told no, and I think back now, I'm like,
I
would just hold it. I would have to just hold it and have to pee so badly.
That's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, when you're locked in a closet in the dark, that's traumatic. I don't care if you're 12. I don't care if you're 22.
Yeah.
It's not cool. Put me in there now, though, and I'm taking a nap.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains September 15th through the 18th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.